Just how worried is Wall Street about the debt ceiling debate?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From APM American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill, and for Jeremy Hobson. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll find out whether investors are getting antsy over the debt ceiling showdown. But first, where's Wall Street? The Dow is down slightly. It's at 12,576. The Nasdaq up just a touch at 2816. The S&P 500 also down, 1337. Overseas markets are also mixed today. Also today, officials say the seeds that caused the E. coli outbreak in Europe are still on the market in some places. They say they were shipped to countries including Australia, Britain, and Spain. Health officials warn there could be further outbreaks. And in D.C., lawmakers are back at it. They're trying to work out a compromise that would allow the government to raise the debt ceiling. How nervous are investors? For more, we go to Julie Neiman, an analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. She joins us every Tuesday. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Adrienne.
So the markets had a great week last week, the best in 2 years. Why aren't investors reacting to the chance the U.S. could default?
Oh, the market says this is really all theater, although we do have some congressmen who seem to love apocalyptic outcomes. We have rising corporate profits, though, restructuring Greek debt, call it anything but default. The market really sees only draconian alternatives if you don't raise the debt ceiling. And there are alternatives out there. Ron Paul plan. The Fed cancels all of the treasuries they bought with quantitative easing. They own it anyway. Why pay themselves? That would save $1.5 trillion. The McCain plan. You've got a mini debt ceiling. Move the deficit debate to 2012 campaign. That's the season for some real fun then. And then the president can always invoke the 14th Amendment, which relies on the validity of the public debt.
So investors aren't that worried now. How will we know if that changes? What specific things can we look for?
Well, if it does happen, then it's Katie bar the door, because you will have financial hysteria. The financials, meaning the banks, the insurance companies, brokerage firms, you'll see those prices plunge. In fact, that's the only reason they rose this week, because of the confidence. Treasury prices will plunge as interest rates skyrocket. And then credit default swaps, which are insurance policies on debt instruments, would plunge. Trading out there are so many of them, the ability to settle up is not there. Now, that's going to be a real financial collapse. So the unthinkable, if it happens, that's what it would be.
Great. Julie Neiman is an analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Thanks, Julie.
You bet.
United and American Airlines took the European Union to court today. The carriers are unhappy with a plan to curb the airline industry's carbon emissions. The lawsuit could be important because Europe's carbon plan is the first that covers airlines. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The plan comes into force next year. Every airline using an EU airport will be affected. They'll be given a limit on the amount of carbon they're allowed to emit. Exceed those limits and the carriers will have to buy so-called carbon permits. We're not talking here about limits on carbon emitted in European airspace only. It's the whole flight that will be taken into account. Aviation lawyer Mark Bissett says the American carriers claim this clearly oversteps European jurisdiction.
If you take, for example, a flight from Dallas to London, a very small part of that will involve emissions over EU airspace. So the US is saying, well, why should we pay for emissions over US sovereign territory? Why should we pay for emissions over international waters?
The EU says the carbon emission plan will encourage carriers to buy more fuel-efficient planes, but the carriers are fretting about the cost of the plan, an estimated $1.6 billion a year. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day. On the web at Manta.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Later this month, a stretch of L.A.'s 405 freeway will close down for construction. The 405 is one of the busiest freeways in the country. And as Jennifer Collins reports, the shutdown could create a major bottleneck for businesses. LA's 405 freeway is legendary. Who doesn't remember this?
The white Bronco that you see on the freeway going right on your screen contains O.J. Simpson.
And no movie about L.A. is complete without a monster traffic jam.
And we're just getting word that the 405 southbound has been shut down completely.
But traffic on July 16th will be no fantasy. A 10-mile stretch of the freeway will be closed as part of a billion-dollar construction project to widen the road. And backups all over the city will be epic.
Well, they're calling this Carmageddon.
That's L.A. County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky. At a press conference, L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa put it this way.
It will be an absolute nightmare.
It's impossible to predict what the shutdown will cost businesses, but tourists typically spend about $70 million over a weekend. Nancy Sidhu is chief economist at the L.A. County Economic Development Corporation.
Many people who schedule visits to Los Angeles did so 6 months ago. And so they're now hearing about this and saying, ah!
Some local businesses are capitalizing on that panic. Anastasia Roark and friends started the website Carmageddon.com, which lists places to get deals during the shutdown.
Because a lot of businesses were afraid about a lack of business or a lack of traffic of people hunkering down.
Tattoo parlors and restaurants are offering 405 specials. Bars are offering drinks like the Gridlock and the Road Rager. For the rich, there are discount helicopter rides high above the freeway. Roark says there's another option.
We're encouraging people to get out, walk around, and check out your own neighborhood.
Walk. A walk in L.A.
That was Steve Martin in L.A. Story. Angelenos may want to reconsider the whole walking thing. Construction will shut down the freeway again in about a year. In Los Angeles, I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, ostriches in New York are unhappy. Locavores in New York like to eat the bird's gigantic eggs. But according to the Wall Street Journal, lady ostriches have stopped laying. Apparently, there's just not been enough sunshine around New York City. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is 8 p.m., American Public Media.
U.S. companies will spend over $7 billion this year on data servers.
That's going to double in the next 3 years.
So they're looking to spread out those energy costs. The ultimate goal?
How do we make the data center disappear?
I'm Bob Moon. The hidden costs of powering the Internet. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.